This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado lawsuits against the Trump administration are piling up. The count is at 49. Attorney General Phil Weiser said that's a sign that this administration is, quote, not normal. Weiser said most of the lawsuits stem from the administration lowering or cutting off funds that Congress has allocated. According to the Attorney General's office, 29 of the lawsuits have had early favorable rulings, though the majority are still in litigation. Speed cameras and warning notices have reduced speeding by 80% in a work zone on the Diagonal Highway in Boulder County. CPR's Megan Verlee reports similar safety messages are coming to other highways.
Starting this month, enforcement on the Diagonal Highway will go from warnings to actual fines for people going more than 10 miles above the speed limit. CDOT intends to expand the use of automated speed cameras to other work zones on its roads around the state. There were more than 500 injuries and 8 fatalities in work zones on Colorado highways last year. That's a decrease from 2024, but the state says there's still more to be done to improve those figures. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A run-in between a truck and a light rail train left one injured in downtown Denver last night. The Denver Post reports the crash happened just before 7 in the Five Points neighborhood. The truck's driver was treated by paramedics. No one on the train was hurt. This is CPR News and KRCC.